Kevin Madden is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Madden Wealth Advisors, LLC, RWA, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance and annuities offered through Kevin Madden, New Jersey Insurance License 893-4505.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Your Retirement Radio with Kevin Madden of Madden Wealth Advisors. My name is Julie Smith, and welcome to all of our wonderful weekly listeners. Thank you for joining us once again. Thank you for our brand new listeners that are tuning in for the very first time. You're definitely in for a half hour chock full of great information. I'm here with Kevin Madden himself. How are you doing, sir?
I'm very well, Julie. How's everybody?
Doing great. Doing great. So, Kevin, I was just saying, you know, we've got our regular listeners that tune in each week. I have a feeling a lot of people listen in the car. And you're flipping channels and something catches your ear and you stop to listen. Sometimes we are completely down a rabbit hole about one retirement related topic or another. But for those brand new listeners, before we dive into those topics, introduce yourself. Tell them exactly where you're located and what you do there and why a boutique firm is different.
So we are an independent financial planning firm. We are fiduciaries. We work for our clients. We don't work for any major company. You know, we have the licenses, we have the credentials, all the certifications, but we choose to be independent because we want to be able to offer the best platform for our clients. We have offices throughout New Jersey and Pennsylvania. So we do appointment setting. Anyone's interested in sitting and talking about the concepts that we talk about on the radio or they've seen in a workshop that we do, they can give us a call or they can email us and we'd love to have a conversation with them. But we're all about planning. We're all about having a written financial plan that basically spells out what your retirement should look like as far as your income strategies, your average rate of return, your taxes that you'll be paying in retirement, when your Social Security should be activated, you know, and the best strategy going forward. So that kind of wraps it up in a nutshell of what we do and how long we've been doing it is about 25 years, Joel.
Throughout the show, if you have questions about any of the topics we discuss here today, maybe you've already got retirement related questions sort of in your back pocket. You've been meaning to call someone and find out, where am I at? What am I able to do?
That's an important question too, Joel, because a lot of people with the workforce, you know, sometimes you might get forced out of working, you know, we get
that happened quite a bit last year.
Right. You get a nice little package or you maybe you don't want to go back to the office and you want to find something else to do. So having an actual financial plan that will tell you whether or not you're in a position right now to retire and meet your obligations that you need every month, having that written financial plan, it's a home run. It gives you a better understanding of, if they do give you that package, can I take it? Or can I go find a part-time job or a job that's not so stressful and I can meet my goals and my payments and what I need to do every month and live comfortably?
Again, for everybody listening out there, it's really easy too. It doesn't cost you a thing to pick up the phone and call Kevin and get on his calendar and just sit down with him. Just sit down and have a conversation, as he said. That number to call is 908-681-8664. 908-681-8664. Kevin, you call that written plan at Madden Wealth Advisors, that's a financial blueprint, which is exactly what it sounds like.
Absolutely, Joel. And you'd be surprised, Joel, how many people don't actually have a written financial plan. We did a workshop in the last 2 weeks. We had about, let's say, 50 people total, you know, 23, and I think the other one was like 27. Okay. But anyway, I started asking the question in the beginning, like, how many people here have an actual financial plan, right?
Right.
And it's amazing how many people actually don't have a written financial plan. So what does that tell me? That basically tells me that majority of the people out there have buckets of money all over the place.
Right.
And they don't know how to put them all or how they all react or how they all should, you know, perform.
How do we make it like a symphony you know, performing, making
together?
Beautiful music together, right?
And that's what an actual financial plan does. It spells it all out, the blueprint. Again, it's like building a home. It's a blueprint. You can stick it in the drawer 6 months later. You can refer to it and say, okay, how am I doing with this plan? Is it still on pace to perform the way it's supposed to perform? If you don't have one, folks, we do encourage you to get one. It just gives you confidence in your retirement going forward that you're going to be able to make it and not run out of that money. Because that, Julie, is the number one question we get, you know, on our workshop sheets. We give out a workshop sheet and we have some checkoffs. What's your biggest concern? And the number one checkoff or one thing that is checked off is that people are worried about running out of the money.
And we have a longer life expectancy these days than, you know, even our, I'd say, great grandparents maybe. So it's a legitimate fear.
Very true. Yes, absolutely, Julie.
But again, the whole idea here is to sort of fear to be a part of a folks. Retirement planning. We want this to be, it's supposed to be a joyful time, an exciting time.
Stress-free.
And that's exactly, stress-free. And but that's what you're here to do.
And the financial plan, it actually, think of it like keeping score of a game. You know, you have to keep score of your retirement to know where you are financially going forward. You know, are you making the returns that you need to make in order to continue? Because believe it or not, Julie, most of us are in retirement for like 23 to 27 years.
Right, yeah.
It's a long time.
Yep.
So that nest egg has to be there over that period of time.
Yep. Again, folks, 908-681-8664. The number to call. No cost to you. Get on Kevin's calendar and just sit down and tell him what's on your mind, what worries you, what keeps you up at night. And maybe it's just, I don't know what to do with the money I have. Which way do I face, Kevin? Mm-hmm. So simple as that. So, Kevin, one thing about retirement planning, too, is I think the importance of working with a financial professional is that some of the goals in retirement, it's like a moving target, right? What you're trying to get to. Administrations change, laws change. That kind of thing has been in the news headlines. Right now, the street is reporting that there's a good chance we'll see more changes to our retirement laws between now and the end of the year. Can you talk about some of those potential changes that Congress is considering right now and what that would mean to retirees or those who are approaching retirement?
The big concern right now is taxes, right? Everyone is very fearful that we're going to be paying a lot more in taxes in the coming years going forward. So if you haven't looked at doing some tax planning with your current situation, meaning your current IRAs, your current 401ks, you're truly missing the boat. So one of these strategies that we do offer and we do show our clients is we show a Roth conversion type of a strategy where you take your existing qualified money, we call it, right? Mm-hmm. That's IRA money, 401k money, 403b money. Mm-hmm. And we show the advantage of paying the taxes now while we are in a lower tax bracket, right? While you are younger, and converting it to a Roth strategy where it now becomes tax-free. And you don't have to take the distributions at 72 if you don't need them. You don't have to pay 100% taxes on it as ordinary income. So over time, we can lower your retirement tax bracket. You know, so most of the proposals or the blueprints that we put together, you know, the average retiree is in a 22 to 25% tax bracket.
Okay.
Well, after we do a conversion, right, you know, obviously you take the hit, you pay the taxes. In retirement now, the average annual tax rate is like 14%. So it's a big difference in what you're paying the government every year by being smart about the buckets of money that you have. You know, we have these buckets. It's a matter of, do I go along with the herd and, you know, pay the taxes and lose 20-something percent to the government? Or am I smart about it and say, hey, there is another way. Let me look at another way. Let me look at the advantages of the other way. And if it makes sense, yeah, that's something I want to do.
So basically you're saying with the Roth conversion strategy, it's pay now while in the lower tax bracket to avoid. Are you talking about RMDs?
Everything, Jewel. Wait. So think of having a 401k plan with $1 million in it, right? Every year, let's say, you know, you collect Social Security and every year, you know, you take out, let's say, 15 grand a year, you know, or 12,000 a year, an extra 1,000 a month, right? And that's all you really need for your retirement, right? But that $12,000 is 100% taxable to you. At age 72, you're forced now to take about $30,000 out of that account because of the RMD laws.
Yeah.
Here the government is forcing you to take extra. So what that does, Jewel, it starts to dig in in most cases, to the principal because you're taking more than you need, right?
And they're taxing it heavier, they're more heavily.
That's right. They're taxing it 100%. Mm-hmm. And the RMD amount increases every year, so it becomes a bigger number.
Right.
You might not be making that on a return every year, meaning, you know, you're taking 3%, you're not earning 3%, you're earning maybe 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So now you start spending into the principal. So how long is that money going to last you at that pace?
Okay. It sounds kind of like maybe an analogy I can make for some folks listening. Maybe they've been on unemployment before, mm-hmm. and you have the option when you are drawing unemployment to have it taxed right now or pay the taxes on your own at the end of the year. Is that a good analogy?
It is.
I mean, not the same kind of money or numbers, obviously.
That's correct. But the other thing is that, you know, there's other rules that apply to qualified money, like the RMD distributions, right?
Okay.
And then there's the whole, if you die, you know, let's say you got $1 million and you pass away and it goes to your heir, not your spouse, but to your heirs.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got a big tax problem on their hands.
Right.
So
yes.
It just becomes this problem going forward with you and your income, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you and your heirs, where, again, we are in a lower tax bracket, believe it or not, than we've been back in the 70s and the 80s.
Right.
And the rates were much higher. The theory is going forward is that we're going to be back in a higher tax bracket. So do it now while it's cheap.
Before that happens. Okay.
Correct. Again, you save yourself a ton of money as far as taxes. What I'll do also, Julie, is I'll shoot you. I do have a proposal that I did for a woman.
For a
client? That shows the difference between paying the taxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, she's in the 23-24% tax bracket for like the next 30 years,
mm-hmm.
or she converts it, pays the taxes. Yeah, she loses a little bit, but over time she makes it back, and now she's in a 14% tax bracket.
I see.
So
okay,
do you want to
yeah.
pay 22% or you want to pay 14% when you retire?
Exactly. The lower, of course.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I'm stuck on this a little bit, just mm-hmm. I don't know why, but just to clarify again, you're saying this Roth conversion strategy, that literally wipes out the R&D requirement?
Yeah. Yes, it does. So
see, I, for some reason, was under the impression, I guess it's because it's Uncle Sam and, you know, he's getting it. So I'm surprised to hear you say there is a way to completely go around it, not just adjust it or it's a little bit less. So is that not a good idea for everyone then?
It all depends. Yeah, you got to look at the numbers. So, you know, if you're in retirement and you're collecting RMDs and you're about 80 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
It might not be in your best interest to look into a conversion.
But I'm saying ahead of time, if you're a little bit younger and you're approaching retirement,
oh, yeah.
as you're talking about.
So the woman I just proposed one to is 65 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if she does the conversion, right, she has to, I think at age 84, she has to take out like $80,000+ out of the retirement account, right?
Wow.
Because it grew to that much.
Yeah.
But she doesn't need all that money.
Right.
So, you know, at age 95, I think if she stays and does what she's doing, she has like $2.1 million. And I think if the one I showed her where we did the conversion, right, she doesn't have to take anything out of the RMDs
mm-hmm.
For RMDs. And she has like $3.5 million in the account. So by not having to be forced to take the money out of the IRA in the Roth, now it can continue to grow tax deferred, right? No taxes on the growth. The money over that 25-year period grows to be a substantial amount of money again.
I see. With President Biden saying that he wants to raise taxes on the wealthy. But as IRA expert Ed Slott tells Morningstar, these types of changes could end up affecting us all.
Lots of people are in their homes for 30, 40 years. They have incredible appreciation. These are these one-year millionaires. If they ever sold their home, they could be losing half of what they would have had maybe if these proposals go through. So even people that say of modest means that have a lot of money tied up in a home or a small business, they don't consider themselves wealthy. But at some point, if they want to sell out, they could be one of these one-year millionaires that gets trapped by these taxes supposedly on the wealthy. And that's the problem with it. A lot of this falls on unintended taxpayers.
Okay, so Kevin, how can people get out in front of these possible changes? Is there anything that they can do?
So, Jewel, it all comes down to planning. I mean, again, if you look at the big picture, right? And like I said, I mean, you own a home, your home appreciates in value, you want to sell your home and downsize. I mean, you know, obviously, there are some things you can do in order to reduce some of those taxes, right? Like buy another home within such a period of time. But then the other big asset that we have is your IRA, your 401k, or your 403b plan, where, you know, you've accumulated and grown this thing, and hopefully it's been growing over the last 10 years, you know, to be a large number because the market's been so well. Now you start taking distributions from it and it becomes 100% taxable to you. And then if you don't need that money, you're forced to take those distributions. So there are things you can do as far as planning in order to reduce all of these taxes that potentially can happen to you over time.
Okay. What I find kind of interesting, or maybe even funny, is as I'm listening to you talk, there's such a range of topics that we cover on this show when we're talking about retirement. But a lot of times your answer comes right back to the same single thing. It's about the planning. It's all about how do we address this, Kevin? How do we avoid this, Kevin? How do we protect ourselves, Kevin? Plan. It's all about your plan.
And believe it or not, if you do, you know, if you put everything down on a blueprint, right, you can see the effects. So one of the things we do with our plans, Jewel, is we actually show a current scenario where we basically say, if you do nothing and you continue to do what you're doing, right, what's the effect going forward over the next, you know, 25 years? Because we want to plan out to your age 95, right?
Yes.
So you'll see your current proposal, what you're doing now, the likelihood of it being successful, right? It'll score it.
Uh-huh.
And then the tax implications that'll be, you know, affected by it. And then the volatility that comes along with the actual investments that you own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll show you a corrected or a proposed blueprint that shows how we can clean this all up, how we can make it more successful, you know, have a higher probability of success.
Mm-hmm.
And then even go into, hey, how can we reduce and save on taxes, you know, with the current proposed plan in our plan so that you don't have to pay, you know, 22-23% taxes in retirement.
And one of the things that surprised me, Kevin, pleasantly, is you sent me sort of a sample one time, and I looked at it and I went, oh, that's it? It was so simple and easy to look at, because I tend to, and I imagine a lot of people would as well, just thinking about it, I start to get a little anxious because I'm like, this is going to be a lot of paperwork and stuff on paper, and I don't know for sure if I'm reading it right, and there's a learning curve here. Mm-hmm. It was easy to follow, and that's the whole point.
It's very easy to follow, Jewel. I explain it to the clients or the proposed clients all the time. If I need to, I sit back down with them, you know, at a second appointment, and I explain it to them as many times as we need in order for them to really grasp it. And actually, you know, some people grasp it right away. Some people it's like, okay, yeah, I think I got it. The next time it's like, oh yeah, I got it now. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Just had to
sometimes
sink
it can be like drinking from a fire hose. So it's all about educating you, and it's all about understanding, you know, the effects of what you're doing versus what you can do and making it a plan for the next 25 years.
Right. And for a lot of people, they know the first part of that. They know what they're doing, but they don't know what it means and what that's going to look like, as you said, down the line, their current scenario. But they definitely don't know what the other scenarios look like that you can give them.
Correct.
You can do it this way or that
Correct.
Way. Yeah.
So what I find, Jewel, is that, you know, believe it or not, the people that I've been meeting, they've done very well at putting away money for retirement. You know, a lot of them don't have pensions anymore. A lot of us don't have pensions anymore.
Yeah, they're not common.
They're not common, right? So we've built up these, I call them buckets, right?
Mm-hmm.
These buckets over our lifetime, and they've done very well, and the market's done very well also, so that has helped. So now it's, okay, how are these buckets going to make my retirement stress-free and successful? How do we create the cash flow that we need in retirement? Because that's all retirement planning is. It's cash flow, right?
Right.
You're just replacing the paycheck that you were getting when you were working, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how do we do that? And that's what the financial blueprint does. It lays it all out to you. You know, here's your Social Security. Here's your IRA distributions. Here's a little bit of rental property that you may have. Here's your spouse's Social Security. It lays it all out. And then based on the portfolio that you're using, whether it's an aggressive, moderate, or conservative one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gives an average return that you should achieve comfortably. It lays it all out over a 25-year period, and it tells us, okay, what's the likelihood of you not running out of money?
Right.
That's the big question everybody has is, I got this bucket. How long is this bucket going to last me?
Yes. So, Kevin, that financial blueprint that you're talking about, again, I want to stress to folks, that doesn't cost you anything to make the call, get on your schedule, and sit down and say, all right, let's put it on paper, Kevin, so it's something that I can track and see what my route is from point A to B. Each week, we like to leave, or you leave some spots open on the calendar for the upcoming week, specifically for our radio listeners. How many callers are we going to take today for this coming week?
Jewel, I'm going with your lucky number, okay?
Awesome. Let's
do it. We're doing seven.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I want to clarify for people. First of all, the phone lines are always open. And of course, you can always get on Kevin's schedule. But again, this is for this upcoming week. The folks that call in, the next seven callers, will have the opportunity to fill those immediate next openings. That is something we like to do for our radio listeners. And the number to call, folks, is 908-681-8664. Again, right now, the first seven callers to dial 908-681-8664 will have an opportunity to get on Kevin's schedule for the upcoming week and get started on your specific financial blueprint. Because Kevin, and I stress specific because they are unique, they are tailored to each person. As you always say, we are all navigating the same waters, but we are not all in the same boat. I love that phrase.
Absolutely, Jewel. Everybody's individually different from one to another.
Yep.
You know, some of us have big boats. Some of us have small boats. Some of us can handle the bad weather. Some of us stay at the dock in the bad weather. So it's just customized to you and your family.
Yeah, you maneuver differently, but the goal is to get to your destination. So I love a good analogy. All right. I want to talk about annuities because this is something that I think a lot of people, they've heard the term. They're like, I think that's something, you know, maybe they have an uncle so-and-so or a neighbor that's talked about it. And they feel like, is that something I should be looking into? But I don't understand them. So there is something that academic economists call the annuity puzzle. So that refers to why some people are reluctant to consider using annuities. Some people, you know, like I said, are thinking, I hear this term, should I be doing it? But others are like, nope, I want to steer clear. And they're a little more reluctant to use an annuity as part of their overall investment strategy. So Forbes magazine says that that might be because people are assuming that annuitizing their money means that there won't be anything left over for their loved ones. So is that true? Is it an either or kind of thing, or is it possible to do both?
Well, I will sit here and tell you this, Jewel, is there are some annuity products out there that are very good, right? As long as you buy the right one for the right reason, right? So there's really two reasons why you would buy an annuity or look at an annuity product. Number one is you want to protect your money. You don't want to risk it. And you want to get a reasonably good rate of return. So there's two types that will do that. One's a fixed annuity and one's a fixed indexed annuity, right?
Okay.
They protect your money. There's no fees attached to them. They just grow your account value or your cash value based on either a guaranteed rate, right, for the fixed annuity, or they share in the market of some type of index, whether it's the S&P, the NASDAQ, or the Dow, or some other mixture of one, right?
Okay.
They do what they're supposed to do. I own them myself. I've had them for 20-something years. My mom owns one. I'm here to tell you, if you buy it for the right reason, for that reason, it's a home run, right?
Right.
The second one is because you want that guaranteed income payment, right, that we kind of referred to in, yes, that statement.
Yep.
So if you're looking to create an income stream, a pension plan that you want to make on your own where you want guaranteed income for the rest of your life, you find an annuity product that pays you guaranteed income for the rest of your life. They're out there. They work. As long as that's the goal for that money, you want it to create you income, you won't be disappointed, right?
Okay.
Now, the question is, you know, if I do that type of an annuity, you know, if I pass away, will my heirs, you know, collect any money that's left over? And the answer is yes. If you haven't spent any of that money, right? And that money will grow with interest in good years, right? In bad years, you get a zero. There will be money left over for your heirs, or you can also elect that payment to continue to your spouse if you want to continue that payment. Just like a pension plan, you've created it yourself. You've done it. It's a standalone type of product, but it does what it's supposed to do. So, again, there are some bad annuities in the marketplace. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're not, right?
Sure.
I've seen them. We all know. We've heard the advertisements. You know, some guy would rather die instead of sell you an annuity.
Right.
Or, you know, they have loaded fees. Some of them do. So that myth is true, you know. But if you buy the right one for the right purpose, you're not going to be disappointed.
All right. Got it. And I'm glad we touched on that again, because I think it's something that it confuses a lot of people. But that's what we're here
for. It does. But the sad part, Jewel, is that they actually work. They're good products if they're used for the right reason, right?
And that's why you need somebody that you can trust to make those good decisions. We're not the pros.
And you really, someone needs to take their time with you and educate you on the different ones that are available. I actually do a PowerPoint presentation on these annuities and how they work. And again, if you buy the right one for the right reason, it's a home run. I mean, it's like anything else. If you buy something for the wrong reason, or you're sold something that you don't really need or you don't want, you're going to be disappointed, right?
Yeah, that's a bad use of your money.
Yeah. So, you know, I do get people, believe it or not, in these workshops. I did a workshop on taxes, and the next thing you know, by the end of the presentation, right, the questions, I started talking about annuities. They started asking about. So it is on everyone's mind.
Sure.
Annuities are on everybody's mind. Again, they work if you buy it for the right reason and you buy the right one.
All right. Kevin, as always, thank you so much. We are out of time
I know.
But the beauty is we always come right back, same place, same time next week. So folks, make sure you tune in. In the meantime, if you've got questions, again, about annuities, about tax strategies, any of it, anything that we talked about and beyond that, you've got nothing to lose at all by giving Kevin a call. It costs you nothing. Pick up the phone. Again, if you're one of those first seven callers, you'll have an opportunity to get on his schedule this coming week. Otherwise, you know, figure out what works for your schedules. And Kevin, real quick before we go, they can come to you, or if they
always come to me, Jewel.
We
could do Zoom.
You can do Zoom. Okay.
You can call and just let's have a conversation. You know, hey, Kev, this is what I'm thinking. I heard this on the radio. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we could try and get a feel for one another.
Gotcha.
And, you know, you figure out if it's something that, you know, you want to, well, first, do you feel comfortable with me? I mean, you hear me on the radio, but then you want to get comfortable with me. And then we talk more.
908-681-8664.
So, hey, Jewel, it's Labor Day.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Oh, my gosh. You're
Labor
right.
Labor Day weekend, right?
I'm in just in work mode. I am such a hard worker that I forgot there was a holiday.
So we want to wish everybody out there a happy Labor Day.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next week. Get a shiver in the
dark. It's any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors.